In this week's episode, Virtua Fighter stages a comeback.
We take a look at Sega's plans for the Sonic 30th anniversary celebrations.
And Free Radical reform with the aim of bringing the Time Splitter series back to a modern audience. This is episode 22 of the Retro Gaming Dads podcast, the weekly podcast for everything retro and retro inspired. My name is Anthony, and this evening I'm joined by Barry.
Hey there.
Hiya, Barry.
So, just us two today?
Yes, Phil has decided to go off gandering somewhere with his family on holiday.
Yep, now that we can actually go outdoors, he's taken full advantage of it. Gone on a little holiday.
Yeah.
Hope he comes back nice and relaxed for the next episode.
Yeah, hopefully so. I guess you're also having a week off work as well, but I think you're staying at home, aren't you?
Yes, stuck in inside. On the plus side, I've had a little chance to play some original Xbox after our last two episodes celebrating 30 years of the console.
Well, I cannot wait until we have a games night, and so we can start picking up some of those games you spoke about. I'm eagerly waiting to play Phantom Crash, especially.
Yes. Got in a bit of practice on that already.
I had to get my practice up before I play you two.
I'll tell you what, though, going back to the original Xbox, I'm surprised how comfortable that original Xbox controller was. Not the Duke, the controller S.
The small one, yeah?
Yeah, the normal size controller.
Yeah, the controller was ridiculous. My older brother actually preferred the large controller. And I was like, are you on something? Because uncomfortable. The smaller was definitely my favorite one.
Yeah, I feel like the placements of the black and white buttons are a lot better on the controller S as well.
Oh, it's smaller and easier to get your hands over the place.
Yeah. You don't need a coffee table to rest it on.
No, after a while your hands get sore, you have to put it down for a bit. But going alongside that, also just quickly with the games night, I can't wait to play some light good games with the CRT I picked up as well.
Yeah, just not sure I'm going to sneak that past the other half. A big 26-inch CRT telly.
I thought you told her.
I'll just do okay. What I normally do. As she comes in, it's just sat in the middle of the living room going, nah, it's always been there.
What are you talking about? I've always had this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, coming on to our games, I know we'll be playing quite a lot of fighting games, you know, going back to some of the older stuff. However, we have some news on a new fighting game, don't we?
An update to quite an old fighting game at this point.
Yeah.
But Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown has just been released on the PlayStation 4 and 5.
It's an interesting thing for Sony to do, to release a older game on your consoles.
This is like the, as the name suggests, the ultimate version of the game. So it has got improved graphics, it's got a bit more content added into it as well. So it's not the old Virtua Fighter 5, but it's the Street Fighter 2 sort of flogging of a dead horse, shall we say?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's a remake of an old game that's coming to PlayStation 5.
Well, yeah, even the previous version, I think I had Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown, I think it was, on the Xbox 360. And even that itself was like the third version of Virtua Fighter 5, I think.
I was about to say, there's been quite a few versions of Virtua Fighter 5. Do you think they're kind of maybe...
Yes, a fantastic game.
Getting to the end of the cycle of Virtua Fighter 5 and maybe need to look to another one?
Well, you would think so. I think this is well over a decade of the same title. I'd say Street Fighter 2 started it with all the versions of Street Fighter 2 that got released.
I guess they kind of look at it as, it's a great game. Why make a massive change? Just remake, re-release it, and people should be happy.
Yeah, and it does look very nice.
It does.
It looked nice anyway when I used to play on the Xbox 360.
Oh, 100%. You know, the graphical performance has come a long way. So I guess why not put something back in that they know people enjoy?
Yeah, it's a fantastic game overall. I'm a little bit disappointed that it is PlayStation exclusive, though.
No, that is true. It is unfortunate because we do like playing our fighting games, so it's another one of those where we can't beat each other up in, unfortunately.
Oh, I'll find a version of Virtua Fighter 5 I can beat you on, don't you worry.
Look, alright, most beat-em-up games, because I'm a bit too soft, I think, is why you beat me. Common games night, I'm going to try and prove it that that is not the case anymore. I don't care.
Hey, pull out Tekken, you'll beat me on that all day. I'm
100%
at that game.
Come with Steve, we just box you to death.
But it is unfortunate that it is a PlayStation exclusive. It's available now for PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now members. So if you've got a subscription, jump on, start playing it straight away.
All right, well, something nice to gift him, I guess.
But this isn't the first time Sony have done this, where they've got a massive fighting franchise and got it as a PlayStation exclusive. They've done it a few years ago with Street Fighter V. That had, shall we say, mixed results at first, though.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this is going to come out a bit better.
No, I'm sure it will. As I say, Virtua Fighter 5, they could just re-release that with a new fresh coat of paint, and it's still be an amazing game.
So I see that, obviously, when it gets released, it's going to have 16-player tournaments, and there's a selection of 20 characters, I think?
Yeah, so it's got 20 characters to choose from the entire Virtua Fighter series. Online, you'll be able to set up your own 16-player tournaments. I think they are trying to push this a bit more towards the competitive crowd rather than the dirty casuals like you and me.
So, obviously, they're looking at this going into tournaments and being as a tournament game.
Yeah, I think ultimately now that's kind of like the end goal for a lot of these games. Get as much as you can out of the life cycle of the game. You get your game up on Evo or something similar to that, and that's going to explode in popularity. Look at games like Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yes.
Released on the GameCube. That's coming up to about 20 years old now, I think. And it's still extremely popular for competitive players.
Well, with a lot of games like Virtua Fighter, like Super Smash Bros., you know, it's a game, even though it's a franchise, not many people have not heard of these games who game, at least.
Yes. Just very quickly, actually, because I know I'm probably going to get some death threats about it, I've just realised it's Super Smash Bros. Melee, not Brawl.
Okay.
Everyone loves Melee, no one likes Brawl.
Brawl is the one to stay away from.
Yes. They put in a mechanic where you just randomly trip over every so often just to mix it up.
Oh, that's irritating. You're doing too well, trip.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing awful, trip.
A gimmick not needed.
I assume, with it just coming out, I assume this has been planned with Sony for a while. But Sega have recently come out and said they want to make a lot more of the titles multi-platform rather than platform exclusive. So maybe Virtua Fighter 6, when that eventually comes around, maybe we will be seeing that on Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Switch.
I mean, you never know, and it's a shot in the dark. What if Virtua Fighter 5, also a shot down, is just a timed exclusive?
Well, you'd never know with Sony. they're not the clearest on whether or not it's a console or a timed exclusive sometimes, are they?
No, not at all. But it's a nice game to look forward to if you've got a PlayStation. We don't have one, so unfortunately it's not one that we will be picking up.
No, not
but
at the moment.
The next game is one that, again, was played a lot on the PlayStation as well, wasn't it? Which are Time Splitters.
Well, I have never actually played this next title on the PlayStation, but I will tell you, I will definitely be picking this up.
Yeah, because I know it was quite proficient on the PS2, wasn't it?
Well, but since we haven't actually told anyone what the game is yet, we're talking about the Time Splitters franchise.
Yes.
Now, for me, Time Splitters 2. I had that on the GameCube. Me and Phil absolutely rinsed that game. Got it on the Xbox. Absolutely rinsed it a second time. Fantastic game. Multiplayer on that. Absolute pinnacle first-person shooter. Multiplayer games. With maybe the exception of Halo.
Exception of Halo?
Maybe. Do you know what? Thinking about it, I think Halo plays better. Mm-hmm. However, the customizability that you had in Time Splitters 2, you could make your own stages. I remember me and Phil remaking some of the GoldenEye stages in the level editor, playing, I think it was like infection mode, but instead of zombies, it was chimpanzees.
Wait, what? Chimpanzees are trying to kill you?
And we're there in a bunker just trying to hold out as though these chimpanzees are trying to flood in through the doors and the windows.
That sounds horrifying.
Do you know what? In some sort of twisted way it was.
I can see that.
I'm sure Phil's mentioned it before, the amount of times he'd shoot me just so I was on a sliver of health so that I'd get killed first so we'd win.
Do you know what? I can see him doing that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I can see him doing that because I know what he's like. Time Splitters is not one that I played, unfortunately. It kind of skipped me because I don't know why I said I didn't have a GameCube. I went straight to the Xbox, and times that's
well, it was available on the Xbox. By.
I know. I think at the age I wasn't going out and buying games myself. So it was mainly my dad who would sort of see a game and grab it for us. And so I guess one of these, maybe he didn't see it, or maybe he didn't sort of thought maybe not for us.
Well, you know, Perfect Dark is kind of like the spiritual successor to GoldenEye.
Yes.
Well, this is kind of also a spiritual successor as well. So okay. A lot of the mechanics, even like the way your health and your shield is shown when you get hit, is very similar to GoldenEye. A lot of the sound effects are very similar. A lot of the game objectives are very similar.
Isn't it just a lot more cartoony?
Yeah, it's not as, well, I say as realistic looking as GoldenEye. GoldenEye yeah. basically look like people walking around with cardboard boxes with a photo stuck to the front of them. It is more stylized, but the way it plays, like the first stage, you're infiltrating, I think it's like a dam or okay. some sort of base built into the mountain. It's been quite a while since I played it. And you're going around and you're taking out the cameras so that they can't alert the guards, using silencer, you have multiple objectives. After that, the time travel aspect kicks in. So one stage in like 1930s Chicago, the next stage, you're in space fighting like, I don't know, killer snowman.
It sounds interesting. It is one that I would like to definitely give a go, seeing as it will be coming hopefully to the Xbox again.
They haven't announced what game it is. It looks as if it's going to be a brand new Time Splitters title. So what they've done is Deep Silver, who own the rights to the game, have reformed Free Radical Design, which is the company that made Time Splitters, which was made up by a lot of ex-Rare employees who worked on GoldenEye. And the big thing is they have got Steve Ellis and David Doak. I'm not sure if I'm saying that surname right.
It looks right.
Who were the developer and designer for Time Splitters. So there's a bit of pedigree with the choices that they've got there.
Now that I think is quite amazing, especially the fact it's because it's been 15 years since the last Time Splitters game came out. So the fact they've been able to get these original developers and designers back into the game, you know, it's yeah. nice to bring the people back in who know what they're doing, who knew what they worked with and knows how they wanted to go as well, because they must have had visions for something else afterwards as well, surely.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure anyone who creates a game has cut content that they wish they could have fit in the game.
So this is one that I'm pretty certain we will be keeping an eye on coming up, and
yeah, absolutely.
Any of the news that comes through as well.
I wouldn't imagine we'd see much about this for at least a couple of years, though. I say they're only just reforming the company. There's no game in development as of yet. It's probably at the pre-production stage.
But it's better than nothing.
Yeah. And talking about exciting news, Sonic is actually getting something to celebrate his 30th anniversary.
Whoa.
I actually thought with everything that went on with 2020 and the beginning of this year that Sega would just go postpone it, which they did. But thankfully, they had a little Sonic Central event, which was pretty short, pretty light on content, if I'm being fair, but did actually show what they are planning to do over the next year or two to celebrate Sonic's 30th anniversary.
Well, the main thing is, there was some news at least, rather than just giving you nothing.
Yeah, I'm like that little lad out of Oliver gone, please, sir, can I have some more?
You do. More Sonic. Especially when it comes to Sonic. Yeah, they're going, Come on, I need more.
Yes. So the first one up, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, is Sonic Colors is getting a remaster with Sonic Colors Ultimate Edition.
Now, Sonic Colors isn't one that I played myself. I've played quite a few different Sonic Colors, but this did look interesting. Sorry, no.
I've not played this game, but I've played a few different Sonic Colors.
I mean, I've played a few Sonic games. Well, that's going to be left in. I know it will.
I have actually played this, and I have played one or two other Sonic games in my time. Or 100.
You own most of them.
But not all of them. I think Sonic Colors is a good choice to be re-released. Most importantly, it's one of the good 3D Sonic games. And because it was stuck to the Wii, there's a massive portion of the core gamers that had Xboxes or PlayStations at the time who haven't got to play it.
So this will hopefully come across to, well, sorry, not hopefully. It has been announced that it's coming to the other consoles, so the PlayStation and the Xbox, PC as well, the Switch also.
Yes, a PC through the Epic Store. So it doesn't look like it's actually coming to Steam, unfortunately, because that's where the rest of my PC Sonic games are.
That's very interesting. But at least they're putting out for everyone to play the game, this game, and I kind of feel like this is a better way to do it. You know, putting the games out across all platforms.
Yes.
Is what I prefer, because no one owned a Switch, and like I said, not everyone owned a Wii, so they missed out on the game. So being able to put it across to all platforms is, one, a better way to get the game out for gamers to play it, and two, I mean, it's more money for him because other people buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to this. As I say, I own Sonic Colors. I've got the 3DS at this time. No, sorry, yes, it would have been the DS.
Sorry,
so
yes,
I own
no,
the
right.
DS version and I own the Wii version, both of which are completely different games. But I'll still be picking this up. Yeah, I'm looking forward to revisiting it, getting it on the Xbox, actually get some achievements for it as well, make it feel a bit more worthwhile.
Is Sonic, how is it not worthwhile for you enough?
Yeah, well, yeah. But achievements, it's like achievements cherry on achievement. The top, isn't it? Yeah.
Let's give you a little bit of a treat. Here you go.
I'll be picking this up. Definitely for the Xbox, probably for the Switch as well. And this will be available the 7th of September, so not too long to wait.
Well, quite a nice little thing if you were to get the game physically. I see that it also comes with a Baby Sonic keychain.
Yes, which I'll never use because I will never want to damage that little keychain.
You'll be putting it somewhere safe.
Yeah.
I can see you sort of like putting a little pin in the wall and hanging it on the wall just saying,
well,
I see it.
I don't know if you've ever seen my keys. I have a Lego Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, or Raphael keychain.
Yeah.
And he's missing a hand and his face is rubbed off.
Do you know, I remember having a Lego keychain. I had Jango Fett and Superman. And again, the faces rubbed off, bits are falling off. And I was just like, I had to bin him in the end. It was sad. Sad times, but it just rubbed off. But then also, I think it's coming out alongside with something else as well, isn't it?
There's also going to be a online animated series, like a little mini animated series based around it called Sonic Colors Rise of the Wisps. Now, they have released a little teaser for this, which will be available on our website. And it looks all right. I had hoped it would have been done by the same guys who done the Sonic Mania animation series, though.
Is that the one that I saw before you showed me the
other
day?
That's the one where you keep seeing me. I'm just like, look, Tails chokes at the end of it.
What's the faces?
Yeah, Sonic's there preparing for the big battle. Knuckles just comes in, knocks Metal Sonic out. And Sonic's like, what's going on here? Again, if anyone's not seen the Sonic Mania 5-part miniseries, or 6 if you include the Christmas bit, definitely go and watch it. There's no speaking in it, but it's just the animation in it is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best Sonic designs that I've seen in a long time. If you like the Sonic CD intro, it's that sort of art style.
Yeah. No, I was about to say, it's one of those where it doesn't need speaking in it to make it great. It has the animations and the faces, and it's all the body language says everything.
Yeah, it's one of those classics up there with the snowman, except not as sad because he doesn't melt at the end. Spoiler alert.
How dare you do that? Why do you say that?
Well, while we're talking about Sonic CD, Sega have also announced that they are making a compilation of the classic Sonic games called Sonic Origins. This will include Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic & Knuckles, and Sonic CD, which will be the first time that Sonic CD has been included on a compilation with the other mainline series.
This is, again, a game that I guarantee you'll be picking up.
You pose that as if there's actually a question behind it.
I know. That's what I say, guarantee you, but still. By the by. But the only thing is, do we know what consoles are going to be on yet?
We don't. It is coming to consoles, so I would imagine it's going to be Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch. I can't see it being exclusive to any of them.
Again, if they do that, that would be a fantastic thing to do, because, you know, picking up another consoles and playing through, I would happily play through them on my Xbox.
Yeah, and I would happily buy Sonic the Hedgehog 1 for like the 20th time. I'm not being funny at this point. I couldn't even tell you how many versions of Sonic the Hedgehog 1 I own, but I will buy it again.
Say he doesn't care how many there are. He'll buy them all.
I doubt they will. To be honest, I think this is going to be like a bare-bones sort of bundle.
Yeah.
You know, where you pick your game. Hopefully, they'll have the lock-on titles, so you can play Sonic 3 and Knuckles and Sonic 2 and Knuckles. It does look like Sonic 1 and 2 and Sonic CD, sorry, are the mobile ports, which
okay.
are actually the best versions of these titles. Unfortunately, up until now, they've been stuck on mobile. So they have extra features like extra characters and widescreen support for the original titles. Okay. People were a bit unsure whether or not Sonic 3 would be in widescreen, because when it was just shown the normal 4:3 aspect yeah. ratio. However, Katie Minikitty, who's the social media and influence manager for Sonic the Hedgehog, confirmed that Sonic 3 will be in widescreen. So it does look like they are doing a little bit of a remaster on Sonic 3 as well, and hopefully Sonic and Knuckles.
It's interesting that they haven't brought the mobile versions of Sonic 1, 2, and CD across before. You know, surely no. they'd want to make it so you know people have the newer versions on, at least on the Nintendo devices, or on some device, you know, other devices. So it's a bit odd for them not to have brought it across before.
Yes, if I remember correctly, Sonic CD is the mobile port.
Yeah.
But Sonic 1 and 2, as far as I'm aware, are still stuck on the mobile devices, iOS, and I assume Android. So it'd be nice to play those games in widescreen. I hope that they go down the Sonic Jam route, which was a compilation that was released on the Sega Saturn, which only had Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles. And what they did in that port is they had a little 3D world called Sonic World, where you could run around a little tiny 3D environment, do a couple of little challenges like collect 100 rings, find Tails, who was flying around. But they had a lot of little museums that you could go in.
Okay, so you could go around and explore.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. You could go to one and you'd look through concept art. There was one for sound tests. There was one for where you could watch all the Japanese adverts and the intro to Sonic CD.
That's one thing I like with some games and what they've done in some games is the fact that, you know, you will have a place you can explore and see these different areas and view them in that way. Because I think I would spend more time doing that if you could roam around rather than it being in a list and have to go through the lists and look yes. across the lists sort of thing. Because I find it a bit tedious and a bit boring. Whereas if I could walk around and look at it, that would engage me so much more.
Yes, it was on the Sega Saturn, though. It was a bit of a bittersweet inclusion.
Yeah.
Only because you looked at it and thought, this is amazing. I can't wait for the 3D Sonic game to get released on the Sega Saturn. And it never did.
hopes. Gone.
Yeah, it shows what could have been for a 3D Sonic game in the 32-bit generation, which ultimately there never was a true 3D Sonic game for that console.
But looking at it, so do we know if they are planning on doing like a bit of a HD remaster with it at all?
With the type of games they are, because they are pixel art, I don't think they'll necessarily do a HD remaster. It'll just be a integer scale, so they'll probably like make the pixels 5 times bigger. Which will fill a modern display. They'll look nice, it'll look sharp, but it will be the original sort of graphics, I would imagine.
I feel like I've not done justice Sonic. I've played quite a few Sonic games. Nowhere near as many as you have played, 100%. You know, I think I've played not even half. And I've given quite a lot of them a good play, and I do enjoy Sonic. But I think I need to start picking up the games a bit more, playing a bit more myself.
I know I mentioned this to you, but Sonic Mania. God, I love that game so much.
I know you do, because the amount of times we're around for games like you put it on.
Oh, the amount of time. Well, if you look at my saves, I've completed the game. Sonic and Tails. Sonic. Tails. Knuckles. Mighty. Ray. Knuckles and Knuckles. Sonic and
yeah,
Knuckles.
I know.
Oh, I love that game.
So I couldn't good. Tell. I couldn't tell in the slightest. I feel like Sonic is, you know, your number one enemy, surely.
Number one enemy?
You hate him, that's it. You like Dr. Eggman.
No. Hates him. No. This is another one I'm going to be picking up. Hopefully they'll have a physical release.
See, obviously, talk about how much you love Sonic and all that. What people don't realise is, right now, I'm seeing you sat with a Sonic plushie.
I've not got a Sonic plushie. But, no, sorry, I have got a Sonic plushie. I've got quite a few, actually, but they're in the loft. They're not actually with me now. But they did also tease an entirely new Sonic game as well. And I think tease is probably a bit strong of a word for what they actually shown us.
No, it was literally a title, wasn't it?
It was. I don't even think it was a title. No one can make out what it's supposed to say or what it's supposed to mean.
I saw the video and I saw the image, and you're looking. Really, we don't speak Japanese. We're like, what the crap?
No,
is
it's
that?
Not Japanese. It's I don't know what it is.
Whatever language
I can think of is it's the like in Sonic lore, the echidnas used to be like an ancient tribe of echidnas. I don't know if it's maybe some of their markings or something.
Okay, so no one knows exactly what it is.
So the teaser is literally, it shows Sonic's feet as he runs through a forest, then cuts to an overhead view. He runs in a circle and a weird glyph, I wouldn't even call it a word, appears. Now, that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else, except I think it says 2022. That's it. So the best I can come up with is when he's running, it does look like he's using one of the Wisp abilities from Sonic Colors. And they have been in a few other titles as well. It looks like he's gaining speed and then he disappears. Now, that's also something that you do in Sonic CD where you can time travel.
Yeah.
However, there's also a Sonic series coming out called Sonic Prime, which we believe he'll be going between different Sonic multiverses. So maybe it's something that ties in with that. However, people did find that in the original video, in the metadata, it was referenced as Sonic Rangers.
Now, when I saw the name Sonic Rangers, all I could think of was...
Go, Rangers. Sonic Rangers!
Yeah, that's all I could think of. I'm like, Sonic Rangers, all right, okay. He's going to have a team. Maybe they won't be wearing spandex and with Megazords, but, you know, they'll maybe time traveling with three different universes and different things and, you know, helping stop bad guys in these different time periods and that.
You've basically just described the new Loki series, but with Sonic.
Yes, I did. And put a Loki skin in Sonic and we're sorted.
So, there's not a lot to say. Sega have denied that Sonic Rangers is the title, though, and it was old information that shouldn't have been included in the metadata. So, it may not actually be called Sonic Rangers at all. I don't know. I'd like to see a new Sonic game. A lot of people are saying it's going to be an open world Sonic game. I don't know where they're getting that information from. I don't know how well an open world Sonic game would work. Maybe as a hub area to go between stages like in Sonic Adventure. But I don't know. We'll see next year. And again, I'll be banging on about this as soon as any new news comes out about it.
Yeah, trust me. As soon as news comes out, the next news podcast will have the information in it straight away. Don't you worry.
Yeah. So Sega also announced at the same event that they will be releasing some commemorative items for Sonic's 30th anniversary. So there's a couple of little figurines. One which involves the Def Egg robot, which looks kind of cool. My favorite one is the Sonic Encyclopedia.
Is that just the book, Sonic?
Encyclopedia, but he's fast, so it's the Encyclopedia.
Yes, I think. Thank you.
Oh, they're so clever, aren't they? but yeah, that looks pretty cool. So that's going to detail pretty much everything about Sonic. So I'll be sat there going, yep, knew that.
I can see you coming to work just being like, hey guys, you knew this? Because I did. Thanks. Stop it.
No,
it does look like some cool memorabilia to that they're bringing out, at least.
Yeah, so maybe a new plushie for Elliot, obviously. He just won't be allowed. Don't you touch that, Elliot.
This is going in with the other ones. Where are the other ones? Don't you worry about that, too.
In the glass cabinet.
Daddy, can I? No.
That wasn't everything that was announced at the Sonic Central event. He is making cameo appearances in multiple games, a lot of the mobile games, new skins and that. I'll say it wasn't a long event. I just feel a bit underwhelmed. I would have liked to see a lot more of the new Sonic game that was coming. Even what they did show, Sonic Origins, it only got like 30 seconds of screen time. There wasn't a lot.
Maybe they're just trying to give you tidbits and sort of draw you in and think, what can we give them? Yeah, or maybe they just want to know you.
I know, but it's his 30th anniversary. You would have thought there would be something a bit better than this, to be honest.
It'd be nice if they could do like a surprise drop.
Yeah.
Just be like, bang, here you go, have this.
Well, don't worry. I'm pretty certain we'll be doing our own 30th anniversary special for his birthday. Don't you worry, Sonic. We love you. Or at least I do. But I think that's pretty much it for the news this week, isn't it? Apart from the obligatory Nintendo Switch Pro is about to launch.
Bum, bum, bum.
See which retailer leaks it this week.
Vanek, isn't it been like a different retailer every day so far?
Pretty much. There was one in was it in Brazil? There's been Walmart Canada. There was a French retailer, a German retailer. Amazon do as well. Oh, everyone's leaking this. A lot of the leaks have been from store EPOS systems.
Yes.
So where it shows what's coming up. A lot of times, though, companies do tend to put placeholders in there. However, a lot of them have had the date of, I think it was the 9th of July, which keeps coming up, which seems oddly specific.
What, up for pre-order?
For pre-orders, 9th of July.
9-6. Mean anything?
Not really.
No? I don't know if it meant anything to something.
I don't think it's a placeholder, because placeholders tend to be 31st of December.
So it seems like it's more concrete stuff about it, even though we have no information about it at all.
No, however, one worrying thing that does keep popping up is a couple of retailers have named it as the new Nintendo Switch Pro. So please don't call it the new Nintendo Switch Nintendo. That is a terrible idea. It was an awful idea for the 3DS, 3DS XL, and the 2DS XL. Do not call it the new Nintendo Switch.
Just say Nintendo Switch Pro. That's it. That's all we want to hear.
I don't think they'll call it the Switch Pro. That seems more of like an Apple or Samsung naming convention.
You'd have thought, though, with different companies and different naming conventions, and unfortunately going a bit wrong and a bit naff, they would have learned the lessons.
Yeah. I think something like maybe the... I don't know. I was going to say something like the Switch Elite, but I don't even think they'd use anything like that. One suggestion people have been doing is the Super Nintendo Switch, which kind of a cute throwback to the Super Nintendo.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, in all fairness, it does actually sound pretty nicely done, because it will be the Super Nintendo Switch or the Super Switch. If you really want to go, you know, why does Nintendo have to be in there? I mean, I guess it's Nintendo, but still.
Just please don't call it the new Nintendo Switch. Or even worse, Switch U. Switch 64. Maybe next week we'll have some news on it, but as of now, nothing's been announced. Nothing's concrete.
Yeah, that's it. We know something's still happening, but what, we don't know. It was quite odd, though, the way it was dropped, because it was last Friday, wasn't it? We were out. And you got a notification saying that it'd been leaked on a website.
Yeah, and I say, over the week, multiple retailers have started putting listings up for it. Now, these listings are often hidden. So unless you can kind of guess the URL, you can't just search for them. However, at the same time, I'm wondering if one retailer has put it up, other retailers thinking, copied. Oh, we need to, you know, put a page up so we're ready as well. And is it kind of having like a bit of a domino effect? You know, one puts up a false listing, so then multiple companies put one up as placeholders just in case.
And so it's just a circulation rumor of it going around and nothing's actually happening.
Yeah, and the rumor itself is what's propelling the rumor forward even further, so it's just like a cycle.
You never know. If it's a rumor, I think Nintendo should play on it and just be like, bang, it, you know, it's there.
I could imagine Nintendo coming out and just trolling everyone, going, surprise, Nintendo Direct about the Switch, and everyone's going, it's happening. And they're going,
we've got some great news. The Switch now, it's been out for so long. We think it's time for something new. We're like, here it comes, here it comes. We're now doing Joy-Cons in gold and silver.
These are such new colours. Please get them now.
Yes. New Switch in orange. Actually, do you know what? Bring out Switch Lite in orange. I'm buying that as well.
I was about to say, you're
I have no money, but I'm going to buy
things in orange.
I think that's about it now, isn't it? Have you got anything else to add?
Not for me, no. I think, in all fairness, Sonic's been a major play with us tonight. And I don't think he's going to slow down, if I'm honest, with all the information we've got from Sonic so far.
Yeah, no pun intended there.
Yeah.
Sonic's not going to slow down.
Do you know what? That actually wasn't a pun at all, but I will take it. Well, that's it for this episode. If you'd like to see more information on anything mentioned during this podcast, you can visit us at retrogamingdads.co.uk. You can also support the podcast and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/retrogamingdads. We've been the Retro Gaming Dads, and we will see you next week.